Okay, so I'm not even gonna hide the fact that I am just plain ridiculous today. Because no sleep. Well, I got a little bit of sleep, but insufficient sleep. And all these funny thoughts coming to me has made me a little bit more than a little loopy in the head. And so this leads us up to another one of Tark's musical rambles, another What If edition. So, yeah. So, feel free to make yourself comfortable or go to sleep during the rambling, or possibly stop this recording if you can, if you want to. Yeah, so prepare for the longest ride you've ever lived on. You ever lived on? Okay, I can't sound boring even if I tried. I just cannot. I'm not Ben Stein. Okay, anyway. Knock the microphone. Very professional, Tark. I don't know what has gotten into me. This is, well, but this isn't unusual. This is not unusual at all. But, yesterday I was coming home from Tennessee. Me and my dad, we were listening to the Eagles, Hotel California, the album. And we were listening to this one song, Pretty Maids All in a Row. And for some odd reason, for some unspeakably odd and crazy reason, I thought of the Eagles. I thought of the Eagles doing a Boys to Men song. I mean, what? What? I can't even. Oh my God. I don't know what came over me when I thought that. It might have been the Pepsi Max I was drinking, or it might have just been me. Probably a combination of those two. But, I just couldn't help it. I mean, I was listening to the Eagles and I thought their harmonies would sound so good for a Boys to Men song. I mean, just think about it. Okay, so picture the Eagles doing End of the Road. That would sound so good. I mean, that would sound awesome if the Eagles did End of the Road. Oh my gosh, but I wouldn't think of the arrangements being the same, though. So, this is gonna be typical Tark here. Just imagine the Eagles doing End of the Road first. Okay, first of all, you wouldn't have this spoken intro at the beginning. No, you would have these acoustic guitars. You would have the slide, the steel guitar. The slide steel guitar. Steel slide guitar. Slide steel guitar. Whichever comes first. And then you got Glenn Frey singing, "We belong together," or something like that. No, I'll make it sound like the Bellamy Brothers. "There's a reason for the sky." Or I don't know. I don't know. Tark, get your head together. No, I can't. Anyway, so yeah, just imagine the Eagles doing End of the Road, and then you got Randy Meisner, the other bass player for the Eagles, taking the bridge, and it is awesome as hell. Yeah, you would take and then also they would take out the oh thing, or whatever whatever they did, yeah, but they would keep the day. Ooh. Now, the Eagles would make something similar to that. Boy, do I sound stupid. Anyway. And also, speaking of the Eagles, you know their song, I Can't Tell You Why? You know who would sound so good singing that song? Al Green. Al Green would sound really good singing that song, 'cause you know it's got the same elements for the R&B jam. Like if you listen to I Can't Tell You Why, you could tell that there's like R&B soul kind of vibe to it. And then just picture Al Green's voice. Look at us, baby, up all night. Tearing our love apart, or something like that. Yeah, and this I don't know. It would sound real good. Or if you listen to that song off of Long Road Out of Eden, Fast Company, think of Curtis Mayfield doing that one. Aha, yeah. Curtis Mayfield doing Fast Company. That would be so good. Because, you know, sometimes the Eagles are known for dabbling in soul music a little bit. Especially in the long run. On their album, The Long Run. They're pretty much known for doing that during the. Yeah. And, oh, let's see what else. Oh my God. Something even funnier. Now, I had this in my head the other day. Oh my God. Oh, crap. What was it? What was it? What was it? Okay, I already got End of the Road out of the way. Imagine the Eagles doing like a countrified version of it, countrified rock version of that song. And then you got Al Green doing I Can't Tell You Why, Curtis Mayfield doing Fast Company. Do, 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 do. Oh dear. Devo doing Handlebars. Oh yeah. Oh God, that would be so cool. I don't even know why I had that. It took me a while to think of it. But no, the other day I was thinking about Devo doing this song called Handlebars. You know the song, I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars. That song. I thought of Devo doing that and I thought, they would pretty much rock it. Like, put a new wave spin into it and then we're good. Like, they would put like a new wave spin to this song called Working in a Coal Mine. They could do it with Handlebars. And kinda like the same way Wang Chung did to the song Hot in Her. No, really, look it up. Look it up. I'm not lying to you on this one. Wang Chung doing Hot in Her. Yes, the same band that does Everybody Have Fun Tonight. Yeah. They did a cover of Hot in Her by Nelly. Now go look that up. All the other ones I've mentioned before, don't. But just imagine it. Just imagine it. What if the Hey, if the Eagles did a Boyz II Men song, I would buy it. I would buy it in a heartbeat. God, that would just be so awesome. If the Eagles did like End of the Road or I'll Make Love to You. Oh, I'll Make Love to You. Yes, I love that. Oh God. Close your eyes. Make a wish. and blow out the candlelight. So, I can't do a good impersonation. The only kind of Eagles impersonation I could do is this. Okay, I am just making no sense whatsoever. And this is what happens when I take a break from being sexy. Yeah, this happens. You get me musing on about Eagles doing boys to men. You get me musing about Devo doing Handlebars by Flobots. And then you get me doing saying things like, okay, what of the Bee Gees did that song by Jimmy Fallon called Idiot Boyfriend? That would, yeah, it would really suit them. But, you know, it's just, see, there I go, just trailing off and not even bothering to make any sense. It's what I do. It's what I do. It's what one of my friends used to say. It's what I do. And he'll probably be mad at me for stealing his catchphrase. It's what I do. It's what I do. Yeah, so I think I ought to stop talking now before I say something I really am going to regret. Oh, gee, because the next thing I'll probably say is, ooh, what if Six did Let It Go from Frozen? Oops. Too late. Damn it. And now everybody's gonna think of that, and then they're gonna think of Dennis DeYoung singing, and just walking up there in an Elsa dress, and I don't know why, but today, ever since I've came home yesterday, I have been acting ridiculous. I've wrote a ridiculous script today, and here I am talking about these ridiculous what ifs. But I really do like the idea of the Eagles doing something by the Boys to Men, like I'll Make Love to You. Maybe. I don't know. If somebody can do a better impersonation of the Eagles doing a Boys to Men song, let me know, because if they can't record it themselves, possibly some of y'all can. And just make me think of just the Eagles doing a slow R&B ballad and turning it into a country rock ballad. That would work. I mean, that would work. I told my dad the same thing. I told my dad, yeah, you know what would be so cool if the Eagles did, like, a Boys to Men song? And he was like, oh, yeah. And then I couldn't, I couldn't keep a straight face from there on out, listening to the whole thing from, I don't know. Pretty Maids All on the Road, I couldn't keep my face straight for the remainder of the album of Hotel California, because I kept imagining Eagles doing Boys to Men. Boys to Men. But I wouldn't let them do Motown Philly. No, 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 no. No. I think they're more suitable to their ballads. Yeah. Okay, I need to shut up before I really do say something I'm gonna regret even more. Damn caffeine. Damn ginseng. God. Okay, bye.